That took forever. Sit on my stump. Grumpy. Are you grumpy? I'm grumpy. I'm sitting on my stump. I had Pastor Jeff bring this stump so I could sit on it and be grumpy. This stump, you know where it's from? That big mango tree that was in the parking lot ages ago? Stupid tree. Had mangoes all over the place. Finally took it down. This stump is at Pastor Jeff's house. It's really heavy, and Pastor Jeff and Brian in the office, they had to work really hard to get this stump in here so I could sit here and be grumpy. Grumpy. Do you know why I have a stump? You didn't hear it, did you? Isaiah. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. There's no branch in my stump. It looks pretty empty. Think anything could grow out of this thing? No? Max is hiding over there from us. Max, do you think anything could grow out of this stump? No. It's pretty empty. Oh, I'm probably dirty from the stump. Know anybody else who's grumpy this time of year? No? Really? Nobody? Am I the only one that's grumpy? I doubt it. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are grumpy. And maybe not just even this time of year, but like all the time. Have you ever heard of Scrooge? Mm-hmm. There are Scrooges this time of year. Well, I brought this stump. This is our stump of Jesse today. Stump of Jesse. So do you think anything could ever grow out of this thing? I mean, I can't even move it. It's so heavy. Ugh. Like empty and barren and dry. What if we brought it up to Manoa and like left it in the woods though? Do you think anything could grow? Because there's a lot of water up there, you know. It has no roots. True. But what if it got wet and then, I don't know, like moss or something could grow on it, couldn't it, right? It could be green. It could like cover with green and eat. Look, there's little cracks in there. See all those little cracks? All those little cracks, I bet a little seedling of some kind could like go in there and eventually grow out of that. Well, it's kind of silly, but it's a good symbol of all of those of us who might feel a little grumpy or down or sad or just think nothing is going to grow out of this thing, nothing is going to happen. There are people this time of year, even though we're getting near Christmas, who are upset or sad or grumpy or despairing, and sometimes they're like that more often than not. Sometimes we're feeling that way. Sometimes we have a bad day. But I brought this stump in here today. Pastor Jeff was very good to bring it in. And as a reminder that even the impossible is possible, that there's still hope. At Christmas, what do we celebrate? Yeah, Jesus coming. Jesus coming. And we don't just celebrate it once, right? We celebrate it every year. How many times do we celebrate Christmas? Every year, as many times as we're alive. The kids at the early service said 99 times. And I said, I sure hope so. We get to celebrate Christmas over and over and over again as a reminder that even in the darkest, emptiest, driest places, there's always hope. There's always a little shoot of hope somewhere. So this is our stump of Jesse today, reminding us that even in the driest places, there is hope. Let's pray. Thanks for coming up today. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you have blessed us with this season of Advent to prepare for your coming. Help us, even when we're in despair and uncertain or in those dry places, to see your light of hope and love. Thank you again for this season of preparing for Christmas so that we may fully receive you once again. In Jesus' name, all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up.